Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Let's talk about optimism. It used to be our shared American faith, our common shield against, well, pessimism. In the town where I grew up, back in America's golden age, there was an optimists club, part of a nationwide service organization like Kiwanis or Rotary. The optimists were always giving scholarships, organizing kids' sports programs, and improving things. That was then. Today, well, it's been a rough winter, weather-wise and otherwise. Mass shootings and Russian mischief all over the place, a possible trade war, North Korean nukes, chaos in the White House, bombs in the Middle East and even Austin, Texas. If you're a pessimist, you're not alone. But I just noticed spring shoots pushing through the snow in my yard, and further reasons for optimism. The other day, in a few thousand cities, a few million young people marched against gun violence. Whatever you think about guns, you got to be impressed by these kids, their gumption, seriousness, sheer eloquence. This is a generation accused of lacking those things, and here they are taking on politicians and even the NRA. Maybe they'll turn out okay after all. Many things are looking up. AIDS is now containable. Medical breakthroughs are coming all the time. Clean energy is expanding. Global economies are growing, and yet inflation is still under control. Most Americans have broadband. We don't argue much over gay marriage anymore. A book about all this just hit the bestseller lists. It's by Harvard professor Steven Pinker, and it's called Enlightenment Now: The Case for Reason, Science, Humanism, and Progress. Pinker argues that the rationalism of 18th century Enlightenment thinkers has finally crushed superstition and ignorance. Well, maybe. We've still got some very unenlightened people running parts of the world. Nationalist authoritarians have taken over in Russia, China, Turkey, Poland, Hungary, and, some would say, the U.S. But their supporters seem more vocal than numerous, and it's not clear how long they'll last. I'd say not long, to judge by, well, the results of most U.S. elections this year. Also, those marching students. But then I grew up an optimist. I'm not alone. The optimists, those clubs I mentioned, are still around. 3,000 of them, with 87,000 members in 35 countries. There's probably one near you. They still do good things, still mostly for kids. Kids are our future, you know. That's why I am optimistic. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.